All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Regina Loves Art is on. Chopper Supernut. Neon Widow is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Judy Anita is on. Dana Al 59 is on. John Phillips is on. Mike Griffith is on. The one and only Nude Monk is on. Dave Souders is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Why Not Me is on. Todd Suff is on. Magdalene DeMarco is on. Luann Five is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Steffa Toms is on. Sun Gun is on. Aphrodites is on. Itchin McGroin is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Why Honey Badger is on. Sun Wu 49 is on. Coco Dominski is on. King Slutsky McGroin is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Confederate One is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Justin Blake 23 Justin Blake is on. Patriot of the North is on. Those Jesus people is on. Lisa Kinzer, I got you once, Lisa. Horror Hotel is on. Tim LT Bird is on. So many people I can't get to all. Peg McGroin is on. McGroin Nation fervently present tonight, making their presence felt. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to do a couple quick hitters before we get to Springfield, Ohio, which, you know, we'll get to in just a second, being overrun by Haitian refugees. And just a little, just kind of like this. I mean, now it's all just become normal.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I long for 5 years ago, where if you would have led in 2019, here in September of 2019, that, you know what, we have a town in the United States being overrun by Haitian refugees. We'd all be like, this is a huge deal. Do you see how we've all actually been brainwashed now? I mean, even those of us, you know, 699 that are watching right now, me, you, Brent, everybody in this room, Aaron, all of us in this room right now, we've all basically been brainwashed, and we don't even know we've been brainwashed because it's kind of normal. We're not even shocked. We should all be 802 watching now. We should all be absolutely shocked that a town in America is being overrun. Here I am already doing the story. Shouldn't be doing it right. I got to get to my quick hitters first. But anyway, already being overrun by Haitians, and all of us just are kind of just taking it in stride, including me, by the way. I mean, again, you kind of might ask, well, what are we going to do? Well, we got to vote correctly. We need to be properly alarmed to vote correctly. But I'm just saying, it's gotten so the abnormal, the absolutely asinine idiocy has become normal to all of us, where you have Springfield, Ohio, being overrun by Haitian refugees who are eating their ducks and cats. They're catching people's cats and eating them. They're going to the parks and cutting the heads off of ducks and eating them in Springfield, Ohio. And we'll go deep dive into that in just a minute. And the Biden administration is coming out with their cooperators and collaborators in the mainstream media, the Goebbels media, and saying that we're all making this up, just like we made up Tren de Agua in Aurora, Colorado. We have video. We have video now. But nobody's making anything up. Nobody's made up that. You have Tren de Agua, which is a Venezuelan prison gang. Not only is it a Venezuelan gang, it's a Venezuelan prison gang going from door to door in an American city, a suburb of Denver, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, going door to door, forcibly evacuating tenants and or taking rent from them. And what does the governor do? Who, of course, is a fervent Kamala Harris supporter, Jared Polis. He does absolutely nothing. No National Guard. I'm talking about, we all showed the video. Everybody has seen the video. It's absolutely viral. You know, of Tren de Agua going door to door in these apartment complexes with automatic weapons. And nobody does anything. And again, I just bring up this point stolen from Alex Jones, full credit to Alex Jones, is I never thought of it until he said it. What if I did that? What if Aaron and I and Brent, we all got together tonight and we tried to go door to door with automatic weapons? We'd be gunned down in the street. But if you're an illegal alien, you can do whatever you want to do. Another thing we'll talk about tonight, I'm going to wait till we get off of the Christian Television Network. And I love CTN, but we have to wait to get off because there's so much profanity in this video. I can't show it to you. It's what happened with Tyreek Hill. It's at the bottom of the pile here. We got the body cam footage, about 3 minutes, 55 seconds worth of body cam footage. Far different story than what people are espousing. Tom, you're just saying that because you were a cop for 25 years. No, but whatever is the truth is truth. Listen, You'd be hard pressed to find anybody who's criticized law enforcement more than me. Really, I mean, and I love local cops, local sheriff's offices. Love local cops. Love local sheriff's offices. Can't stand federal police because they're every last one of them is corrupt. And you're like, Tom, that's awfully hard. I'm telling you, unless you're a whistleblower inside of federal law enforcement, you're corrupt. It really is as simple as that because you're the brown shirt Gestapo for the Democratic Party and or the globalist left, which are, of course, one and the same. But the story is way different. Tyreek Hill comes out, and Tyreek Hill has a checkered past, just so everybody knows. But when we watch the video, we're going to critique it step by step, which I need to be watching my time to get to that. I'm guessing tonight I'm going with 10-11. Be no. done at 10-11.
No way.
57 minutes from right now.
No way.
I'll be done. 10-11.
Never.
I appreciate all the happy birthdays. My birthday was yesterday, guys. Thank you so much. Aaron brought my birthday present. There it is.
That's right.
Let me get the, there we go. Make America great. I got the American flag on one side. And then 45 through 47. There we go. That's about it. Maybe I'll put that on for, well, you know what? At 10 o'clock, maybe I'll do the rest of the show with the hat on.
At 10-11. No, you can do the rest 10, of the show.
10 o'clock. When we have 11 minutes to go, that's the thing. I'm supposed to be shortening the show, just in case anybody's wondering that's watching. I'm supposed to be shortening the show because we did it 5 days a week, but I keep getting up close to an hour and a half, which was the length of the old show. But the old show was went 2 hours. So in some ways, you could look at it as me making progress in my own convoluted mind. All right, so let's do the quick hitters real quick. Gunther Eagleman video. This is sickening. This just happened today. They are forcing J6 political prisoners to undergo we have a re-education camp going on in Washington, D.C., which, of course, votes 95% Democrat. We have a re-education. Well, people might be thinking, and some of you maybe they're watching this this podcast, maybe even in the chat. You're like, well, these are people that broke the law. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Some people who are Republicans and MAGA people did break the law on 1-6. Some of them knowingly, some of them unknowingly. But regardless of that, Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, is going to charge them regardless. Now, let me just cover it so everybody knows where I stand on this. People who ended up beating on cops, there's video footage of it. We don't know who they are. We don't know because, I mean, again, they're trying to arrest another 1,000 to 1,100 J6ers right now, according to Matthew Graves, for knowingly trespass when they unknowingly trespass. You're like, Tom, you just mixed up your words. No. He's trying to arrest another 1,000. They've already arrested. I can't remember the numbers and the convictions and everything else. They have like 400 convictions, something along those lines, and how many people they've arrested, who knows. And then some of them are in the process. Still people sitting in the D.C. gulag right now. Remember, J6 was 2021. I mean, it is now September of 2024, and people are sitting in the D.C. gulag who have been falsely accused of crimes. There are people there who have been rightfully accused of crimes, but the wrong crime. The Supreme Court has had to step in the Enron decision and correct Chutkan and as well as Jack Smith with Trump and the D.C. prosecutors for wrongfully prosecuting these people using the wrong offense, charging them with felonies under the Enron ruling, which were paper shredding felonies for Enron, the Enron decision, where you had corporate executives. Yeah, leave that up for me, Aaron. You had corporate executives that were shredding documents. They were charging 1-6 people who breached a barrier that didn't exist with paper shredding because it could bump it up to felonies. I mean, how malicious do you have to be? You're like, Tom, you're a cop. You charge people with crimes. Yeah, what they actually committed. I didn't ever upcharge people. I didn't try to, you know what, I'm going to try to add some years to them. And here's the thing. Even if you are being tough on somebody, you can't just make up crimes. And that's what's happening 1-6. As well as the Aquiano Gunnell and Harry Dunn and Fanone and all the rest, the Capitol Hill police officers who have lied under oath numerous times to get sentence enhancements on J6 prisoners. I am perfectly fine. Listen, nobody should have smashed any windows. Nobody should have touched any cops. But we need to know who exactly were the people that smashed windows. And there were some MAGA people that did things. Listen, you can't be sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk with your feet on it. I mean, and not only that, but what are you hoping to accomplish doing that? You know the feds will come for you then. And you know that there's feds in the crowd. But there are people. Now, again, 3 years and basically 8 months later, here we are. It really is. It is 3 years and 8 months later because it was J6 and now it's September 9th. So it's 3 years and 8 months later. What in the world are these people in prison for? Nobody died except for protesters. What about Officer Sicknick? And it's Sicknick's family. You're like, Tom, get to the video. I know. It's just how it is. Sicknick's family went and spoke at the DNC claiming that he was killed on 1-6. The coroner, the medical examiner, depending on what jurisdiction you live in and what they call him, one and the same. The medical examiner, the coroner, you know, the Quincy of Washington, D.C. said he died of a stroke. How would any protester cause him to have a stroke? I mean, these people are absolutely, I mean, just, I want to call them felonious liars, but there is felonious lying if it's perjury. But anyway, they're just absolute disgusting lying people. And I'm talking about Sicknick's family. They know how he died. And I'm talking about the entirety of the Democratic Party who will try to profit politically off of lies. So more, Aaron sent me the stat. More than 1,200 people so far have been charged, 460 imprisoned so far. And there's still some of them in prison right now. And many people have taken pleas, you know, because they're basically being, you know what, if you take a plea, you'll plead guilty to 3 misdemeanors, or we're going to charge you with 10 felonies. A lot of them now have been outlawed by the SCOTUS. But that's how a lot of people get this now. A lot of people reach these plea agreements based on threats from the federal government, the DOJ, to charge them with crimes that don't apply to the incident. So now, can we now reverse all these plea agreements too? All right, so right now, so we have Springfield, Ohio being overrun by an illegal border invasion by Haitian refugees flown in, 325,000 of them flown in by Kamala Harris. Now, Springfield, Ohio, just so everybody knows, is gone. It's gone. It's gone. And they're not the only ones. I mean, whether it's Deerfield, Michigan, gone. This came out recently. Minneapolis, St. Paul, which, of course, where Tim Walz comes from, where his wife, remember, she rolled down the windows during the BLM, George Floyd riots, and, oh, smell the burning rubber. Oh, she smelled revolution. That's who's running for vice president of the United States right now. That's his wife running for vice president of the United States. Well, now in that city, brought in by their wretched, horrible Democratic Party mayor, they are now doing the Muslim call to prayer citywide over all city speakers 5 times a day. Now imagine if you and I tried to put a Jesus is Lord sticker on any federal building or any government building anywhere. I mean, let's just go local. In any Minneapolis, St. Paul government building, if we just tried to put Jesus is Lord anywhere or hang the Ten Commandments or even put up a Christmas tree. Maybe you can put up a Christmas tree as long as you call it a holiday tree. The same people that will force you to say holiday instead of Christmas and will not allow the Bible in public schools are the same people that won't allow Christianity are now broadcasting over citywide speakers the Muslim call to prayer 5 times a day. This is where we are right now in the United States of America. And when we win in November, we need to go back to a federalist system. And we need to tie off, whoever wants to be a sanctuary city, sanctuary state, tie them off from all federal funds. All right, so we have the gulag in D.C. Again, Guthrie Eagleman video. This is sickening. They are forcing J6 political prisoners to undergo re-education that teaches them Trump is a threat to democracy. So over the last 3 years and 8 months, J6 prisoners by the hundreds have been forced into this indoctrination camp, teaching them that Trump is evil. I thought that the judicial system, the courts, the jails, the prisons, the police forces, I thought they were all unbiased. I mean, think about this. Think about if your local jail was found out to be teaching a pro-Trump class. Well, now in the D.C. Metro jail, they're teaching an anti-Trump class. Let's watch this video. Play for me, Brent.
Listen, we released in this document. Contained in here is the re-education material that was provided to the January 6th defendants. And if you start reading through just the titles alone, you'll start to quiver. I did. I was very upset.
You mean this is systematic? They're trying to reprogram them.
This is the reprogramming information given to them on their tablet. Like, Once upon a time, in prison, you would take a class on plumbing or an electrical or trade. You would do something or another language. They were actually given credit for taking classes on, may I share a couple of titles? Taking classes on information such as, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say something else. With Kara, will you find that section there, please? So these were re-education materials distributed to them about Trump's big lie. Well, how the election here? Oh, here we go. Trump's crimes before he called for the attack on our democracy. Donald Trump, how he has attacked our democracy. Negligence, obstruction, rape, tax evasion. These are actual lesson plans. Take a look at the tablet. Ask them to show you. They were available to them in the jail.
So you're forced in the D.C. Metro Jail to attend this class. To some degree, you're forced. What I mean by that is you may be able to not attend or whatever, but this is like good behavior. So you'll be able to attend this class. Or maybe everybody's forced to attend this class in the D.C. Metro Jail. Imagine if in public school, remember, this is a public institution. This is the jail. You're not allowed to go in there and preach Christianity, but you can go in there and preach anti-Trump. I can't go into that jail and preach Christianity. I can go in there and have a Christian class, and then prisoners can decide to attend. But anything as far as politics is concerned would never be allowed in any jail, ever. But in the D.C., think about it, Washington, D.C. is supposed to be the shining city on a hill of democracy, and inside the jail, J6 prisoners are leveraged into a anti-Trump class. Imagine that. So they arrest you and then indoctrinate you. Of course, I mean, most of them won't fall for that. They're doing it just to get by, but I'm just saying. And just one little thing on that video, you know, here we are, and you saw how bad the audio was with the popping mic.
Oh, dude.
Okay, we're 35, our country's $35 trillion in debt. The Biden budget for this year was $6.8 trillion, even though we're only bringing in $4 to $5 trillion worth of taxes, so we want another $2 trillion in debt. But in the midst of all that spending, nobody can put together a decent audio system. You can't. I mean, listen to us. I mean, we this church brings in a couple million dollars, about $3 to $4 million a year the church brings in. All right, we have this going on. I mean, in a institution at the House of Representatives. Can't come up with a decent sound system. It drives me nuts. Go, Aaron.
It's so funny that you brought that up because I was actually going to say that when we were watching the video, but I didn't want to interrupt it. And I'm like, it was driving me crazy. Yeah. Put a windscreen on your microphone so that you don't hear those pops.
All right, but you can also manipulate the sound system where you don't have it as forthright as those pops, as out front as the pops were. But anyway, all right, so that's that with that. And I just think it's unbelievable that you can't conduct a church service in there, voluntary church service in there. I mean, people can go to it, but you're going to force people into this Trump indoctrination camp. It's an indoctrination camp. That's what it is. You probably have to take it so that you get good treatment inside that place. And they keep turning away congressmen and women who want to go in there and check on these prisoners. Why would you turn anybody away? What if you're turning people away, that means you have something to hide. Spend all night on J6, but I'm not going to do it. Let's go to the next one. Nick Shortridge, we're just hopping around right now. Breaking U.S. Marshals, Operation Homecoming, has just recovered 32 missing children in Akron, Ohio. Amazing news. Unfortunately, there are so many more missing. Nick Shortridge tweet. Here's my thing. I appreciate that this is good news, but why isn't this happening every day? If you do an operation that lasts 2-3 days and you recover 32 kids, you look at the bottom, the age range from 13 to 18. Where, first of all, was everybody right about all of this sex trafficking around the world? Was everybody right about, I mean, now that we are the number one sex trafficking country in the world is now the United States of America, child sex trafficking through the southern border, where we are allowing to this day 15,000 illegal border invaders per day to cross the border, many of them trafficking in children, whether it's labor or sex, many of them sex crimes. What in the world is going on where you can actually recover 32 kids in a matter of a day or two? 32 kids. And I don't know specifically how long this was, but it obviously wasn't that long. And we've put out countless of these before where they are, when these ops are finding 60, 70, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80 kids in a very short period of time. Why is this not happening every day? And again, remember this, the number that we got a year ago from the southern border is that the federal government has lost 85,000 kids. Remember that? And it's now been adjusted, just like their job numbers are always adjusted down. Well, this has been now severely adjusted up by the federal government, where they have lost 325,000 kids at the southern border. So they are averaging 100,000 kids a year under the Biden administration are just lost into the wind. I wonder why it is that we can find 32 kids in a day. Are these illegals? Are these American citizens? Are these children of American citizens? I doubt all of them are. And why is this not going on? What else does the U.S. Marshals have to do? They ever helped you out? And not only that, but you can have many joint jurisdictional task forces between federal and local cops. And let's just find all of these kids, shall we? 32 kids. I mean, how do you not find them? It's making sense, Aaron. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you not find them? Yeah. How do you not find these kids? I mean, you find 32 with relative ease, 32 kids.
It's crazy.
And we put up other slides where it was 100 kids. It was 90 kids. And they just find them. Why aren't we finding them every day? And how are they lost to begin with? I mean, Aaron has put out the stats on the podcast before. I mean, the amount of missing kids globally is absolutely earth-shattering.
Yeah.
Earth-shattering. Millions gone. Just gone into the wind. What's happening to all of them? Maybe everybody was right about demonic rituals. Maybe everybody was right about the worldwide sex trafficking rings. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Alex Jones has been right all along, which he has been, by the way. All right, shifting subjects again. James O'Keefe video breaking. Google growth strategist exposed. So this is a Google growth strategist exposes Google search engine manipulation for Kamala Harris campaign, revenue-driven political bias. So once again, this is James O'Keefe, OMG video. And you know, here, I'm just going to give everybody my advice once again. If she's way too hot for you, don't go out with her. You're on camera. I'm just letting you know, and because OMG's doing this now. Steven Crowder's doing this now. It used to be Veritas, but Veritas decided to go woke, and they're done. So if you're a conservative guy, and maybe you work for the government, or maybe you're on the Trump campaign, Aaron wouldn't know, but you might know. Anybody know what the dating apps are? Tinder's one.
Bumble, Tinder.
Okay.
Grindr if you're gay.
Yeah, Grindr if you're gay. And that's happened many. There's many of the times we've shown those videos too. Remember when James O'Keefe actually dressed up as a gay man and brought him over to his house? The guy was very involved with James O'Keefe with the flowers and the apron. Even though he's been talking a little bit like this. This is some flowers for me. Yes. Okay. But anyway, so I'm just giving everybody free advice. If she's smoking hot and you're not, you're on camera. I'm just telling you because why did she pick me in Tinder?
Right.
And you're like, wow, man, I am like way out of my league. And then, if she's smoking hot and you're not and you're at this date and she starts asking questions about what you do. And see, I know there's not many leftards that are watching right now, so this won't get to them. I'm really saying this more for the right wingers, just so you know. All right, so here's the video. James O'Keefe video. Google growth strategist exposes Google search engine manipulation. Play for me, Brent.
Google was essentially promoting through its ads like rhetoric that was very like pro Kamala, and like it seemed to link out to like legitimate like news publication sites. So it like seemed like it was an ad from PBS, but it was really an ad from the Kamala campaign or whatever.
Meet Dakota Liazor, growth strategist and ad salesman at Google. Dakota Liazor goes on to say they're, quote, reorienting the search engine to favor Kamala Harris.
But it's like you go to Google, they're reorienting the search engine such that Kamala is more, favored. Facebook, I feel like, is promoting, content that is favorable towards her. A lot of the AI stuff that's sort of like proliferating right now is doing so in a way that's like generally favorable to her.
Dakota Liazor, growth strategist at Google, reveals that, quote, Google is a very progressive company, unquote. He admits that, quote, Google will allow a belief that one side will allow them to make more money.
I mean, Google's a very liberal, progressive company. If they have a belief that one side will allow them to make more money. I don't think it's like at the very, very top. I don't think it's political. I think it's like economic. I think it's all about like the share or the stock price.
The Google growth strategist suggests that political headlines help generate ad revenue for Google.
These political headlines that are generating clicks, which generates ad revenue, it's all fueled out of hate.
And this is what needs to be done to these institutions and these companies. As we've seen the CIA admit that they have manipulated people into suing Alex Jones for Sandy Hook. We saw them admit to that. Now Google has their Google growth strategist now confessing that Google is a left-wing op. Now, he doesn't use that terminology exactly, but he does pretty much use it. Mm-hmm. He says they are a leftist organization. They are a leftist company who is purposely steering their search engine to pro-Kamala ads, to pro-Kamala articles. So now we have it on the record. This is what has to be done. Just absolute kudos, congratulations to people like James O'Keefe, to people like Steven Crowder, who are actually exposing these things. Because now it's on video. And when you have these congressional hearings, and again, put together the right tech, congressmen and women. Get somebody like Aaron up there. Have them set up a multimedia presentation and run these videos with good sound. And actually show, bring Zuckerberg on there. You got Zuckerberg's confession on audio visual. Now it's right there where he confessed that he caved to the federal government, i.e. the State Department, the FBI, telling him to take down posts. And by the way, Zuckerberg hasn't changed a lick. Why is he doing that? Because he's trying to get ahead of Mike Davis. Mike Davis, who I think would be for some reason he says he can't be, but I don't know why, but He needs to be the Attorney General of the United States of America. When Trump wins, Zuckerberg's getting on the record so that he can say, and this is how they always do it. They wait till the tail end of a calamity that they've caused, and then they say, you know, the opposite of whatever they've espoused during that calamity so that they can be on the right side of things. If they thought they were still going to be in power, they just keep on riding the wave of the calamity. That's what they always do. And Zuckerberg's saying, yes, you know what? I was manipulated. I regret it. The State Department and the FBI, the DOJ, forced me via manipulation to take down conservative posts, right? He's saying that so that he can say it when he's under oath. I did. I admitted to it, and I've stopped doing it. Zuckerberg's more worse now than ever. He's worse now than ever. We can't do a thing. You can't even put up a foundation church ad. I'm talking about not an ad like we're paying for it, like just on our own pages. You put up a foundation church post on our pages, it gets taken down. An ad just simply says, join us Sunday morning at Foundation Church. Archer Pulaski came here and preached, and we didn't even talk about COVID. Nothing. And we were banned twice during the service. He's worse now than ever. Zuckerberg's a worthless pile of human feces. That's a steaming pile of feces. But he's trying to get ahead of things. So my point is with all of this, is that we get these guys on video, and then in the hearing, here's the proof. Do you deny this? There it is. It's on video. You've got, again, this is a great job by people like James O'Keefe because it gives us actual, verifiable, and it's the same thing with O'Keefe stuff on Disney and everything else with DEI and all of that, but it gives us actual evidence. All right, let me go over this real quick. BLAN F video. This mask kill, now we're talking about the shooting in Georgia. This mass killing will be off the front page. Has anybody noticed that? Nobody's talking about it? Anybody notice it? It's gone. The four people shot dead at the Appalachian High School. Remember that?
Yep.
Remember? It's gone. It's like the Trump shooting's gone. Why is the Trump shooting gone? Because it was obviously a Democrat who shot him. Yeah. Why is this one already out? Well, it's gone. Have you noticed it? I mean, listen. I'm on Twitter hours and hours and hours every week, hours and hours and hours every day, looking for material, reading endless articles, right? So it's gone. Nobody's putting it out.
Yeah.
Why is that exactly? Because it doesn't fit the Democratic Party narrative. It doesn't fit the Democratic Party agenda. Watch this video. This mass killing will be off the front page fairly quickly because according to his profile, the shooter, he was gay and a Kamala Harris supporter. Here it is. Play it for me.
The Daily Mail posted a clip of Colt Gray getting his options for sentencing by the judge. Watch.
Four counts of felony murder as outlined in the state warrants that have been issued against you. I want to make you aware that the maximum penalty for felony murder, so for each count, the maximum penalty is that you could be punishable by death, by imprisonment for life, without parole, or by imprisonment for life, with the possibility of parole.
Now, if you take a look at his parents, who are both criminals, his dad was involved in some kind of M-U-R-D-E-R case. And his mom was involved with fentanyl. No wonder why this kid turned out this way. But James Wood just posted this on Twitter. First he posted this, and the follow-up post went to this. This is Colt Gray's profile. Let me zoom up on it. Before I zoom up on his actual bio, take a look at his hat and his shirt. And this is his bio. Kamala 2024, end all MAGA maggots. Why isn't this being covered? I mean, do I really have to even question why? We all know why. Is this the fourth one? I've lost count. And I had to go to Twitter to find out about it because I haven't seen one thing on TikTok about it.
So it's all been verified. You notice, again, on controlled media, she can't even say the word murder on TikTok or you get banned. I mean, this is the United freaking States of America. That is a platform with 230 exemptions. It is a platform with Section 230 exemptions, and she can't even say the word murder, or she'll get banned off of TikTok. You listen, if you want to be a publisher, perfectly fine, and then you can ban speech. But if you get 230 exemptions, you can't ban speech under federal statute, because then you are a publisher, not a platform. I can go on for 30 minutes, but most of you who watch this podcast for a while have already heard the dissertation. So Colt Gray, on his, looked like a, I don't know if that was Facebook or Twitter, looked like a Twitter, page. Looked like a Twitter page to me. He identifies as she, her. And that's who shot the two kids and the two at the Appalachian High School in Georgia. Shot the two kids, shot the two teachers, dead. But and that's why it's no longer a headline story, no longer a headline situation, because also in his profile, he says trans pride, and he calls us MAGA people maggots. So that's why it's now no longer a headline. It's no longer a big news story because that doesn't fit their narrative. What they needed was a white guy. They got that. And nothing else. Mm-hmm. They needed a white guy who's pro-MAGA. But you see, people like you and I, 979 people that are watching right now, we don't do these things. Ever. We just get endlessly accused by the people who do these things of doing these things. We don't ever do these things. We don't commit mass shootings. When? When have you heard of a MAGA person committing a mass shooting? Or any shooting? When? I mean, again, the trans people are always claiming to be victims of a genocide that doesn't exist. Who is genociding them? Who is homiciding them that creates this genocide? Nobody. It doesn't exist, but we're endlessly, you and I are accused of it. We're accused of being Hitler by Hitler. That's what's happening. That's the truth. Now, this is a great little, I don't know. It's an interview, but it's more of a spiel. But it's Recall Katie Hobbs' video. Dana Bash floored by Tom Cotton right on her own show. Play it for me.
Do you accept that school shootings like this are just a way of life now?
No, absolutely not. And J.D. Vance doesn't either. He said that he doesn't want them to be a fact of life. And this week, the Associated Press got caught distorting that quote from him so bad that they had to retract it. But here's what we also know about that shooting, even as we're still gathering all the facts. It wasn't as bad as it might have been because there was a police officer on the school premises that was able to neutralize the shooter. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris wants to take police officers out of school. She said it in the past.
Again, what we need to do about demilitarizing our schools and taking police officers out of schools.
That's her position. It's not surprising because she's consistently taken positions against law enforcement throughout her career as a San Francisco liberal. If that police officer hadn't been there, if Kamala Harris had gotten her way, many more students and teachers might have been killed.
One.
Aaron emphasized this while we were watching the video. He goes, demilitarized. Okay, again, show me one militarized school outside of our four military academies. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting in a county of about 350,000 people. I spent most of my career at the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office in school resource. I know every school, and not one of them is militarized, except for the Sarasota Military Academy. That's it. That's a charter school. No public school is militarized. So again, it's just this fictitious sort of characterization that doesn't exist. What school is militarized? Show it to me. And then, of course, she advocates to get rid of cops in the school. And the cop in the school is the one who ended the Appalachian shooting, of course. And what I would have said also if I was Tom Cotton was the people who are committing these shootings are all people. First of all, are all the, I'm trying to remember now, I think it's the last five. Last five, if you include the Georgia shooting, the last five, I mean, what are the odds of this? It's the same odds as Mershon getting the Trump cases over and over again. What are the odds? What are the odds that the last five mass shootings have been people who are trans or support the trans movement? What are the odds of that? So the very people claiming that there is a genocide against them are actually committing a genocide. And that's what I would have said at that moment. This is another trans shooter. Yes, she, her. His name's Colt. You couldn't have a more masculine name, Colt. You'd have to, the only thing you could beat that would be like Jaguar. What's your name? Jaguar. His name is Colt, and he identifies as she, her. And has a trans flag, trans pride flag on his bio, on his profile page. That's, he should have brought that up too. But nobody will, you know, just bring me on the show. I'll bring up all this stuff because I have nothing to lose. He probably feels like he's got something to lose. I have nothing to lose. All right, let me set up this as we get into Springfield, Ohio. Let me set up the problem first. This is Venezuelan gangs, but it's a brief video on Dr. Phil. But it just sets up the ideology and the philosophy of the Biden administration. A Man of Memes video. Venezuela really has emptied its prisons into the United States. That's not racism to make that accusation. No, it's not an accusation. It's absolute truth. Play it for me, Brent.
Venezuela, by the way, has the lowest murder rate ever right now. What does that tell you?
Yeah, all the murderers are gone.
They're here.
Yeah. So is it true that they're emptying prisons? I mean, is this Cuba all over again?
This is not a hearsay. There was a memo by DHS last year admitting that, in fact, they knew that Venezuela's government was emptying their prison and rehabilitation centers or drug centers, releasing them on purpose because they knew with instructions to make, if you were going to get out, you're going to make your way to the U.S. That is not, we're not making that up. That's true. It was reported on, and DHS admitted that that was happening. And in fact, it has. El Tren de Aragua is heavily present in our country now.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
And DHS has in writing said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. We're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
We're talking about in the last two or three years, we've had estimated how many people have come across the border.
My estimation, the official number, I think, is about to hit 10 million.
Yeah, it's about 10, 11 million. Yeah, that's the official.
But my personal opinion, I think we're about 15 to 18 million.
He's correct, because CBP statistics, as I've said over the last 4.5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve, are 1 to 6 times the number that you hear. So 10 million is what the DHS is comfortable with. That's what they're comfortable with, right? This is why they refuse. That's why the CDC, the NIH refuse to release hospitalization and death rates amongst the vaccinated, because they're not comfortable releasing any numbers. What the federal government is comfortable with releasing is 8 to 10 million that they've, imagine being comfortable with that. Imagine being comfortable with saying, we've allowed in 8 to 10 million unvetted humans into the United States of America. The actual number is 1 to 5 times more than that. And you can find this in CBP data. Customs and Border Patrol data. They'll always say the official numbers are always far less because we don't know who all got in. They have no idea. So if it's 10 million, it's a minimum of 20 million. It's a minimum of 20 million. It could be 30 million. It could be 40 million that they've let in. Nobody has any idea. To this day, you're like, people are saying, the Biden administration has cut border entries in half. I mean, can you imagine that? I've got swampland right behind here to sell you. Right now, right behind you. They don't count. All they do is stop counting half. And when they stop counting half, they say, we've cut it in half because they stopped counting half. Tom, it's not that simplistic. It is that simplistic. That's how they cut the felonious crime rates way down. Crime rates down 12%. That's what the Biden administration says. They stopped counting 44% of all crimes. 44% of police agencies no longer report their crime rates to the UCR. So now they say the crime's down 44% when it's actually, if you use the numbers that are available to you, what's 44 minus 12? 32%. So crime is actually up 32%, which all of us are seeing. It's amazing. It would be like there being a fire all around you. And the fire department's telling you, there's no fire around you. I'm like, it's burning right now. All around me, you see my house? There's no fire. That's what the Biden administration does. We're all looking at skyrocketing prices for everything. Nobody can get into a house. And the same people who cannot get into a house are attending the DNC and clapping for Kamala Harris. Average house price in America is $411,000. Nobody can afford to get a house anymore. And the same people that can have no hope of ever getting a house. Listen, you have no hope of ever getting a house if right now you are part of the Biden economy. No hope at all. What I mean by that is if you are just jump into this economy where it's at, there is no way for you to make enough money. There's no way for you to work hard enough to afford a house. I'm talking about those that have to start at ground zero, an 18-year-old right now. There is no way they'll ever own a house. That's all on purpose. And those same 18-year-olds, same 19-year-olds, same 20-year-olds go and vote for the person who has now excluded them from ever buying a house. I don't get that. I honestly, that's what I don't understand about humanity. When you are voting for your own demise, you are sawing off the branch that you're sitting on. I will never get that. Just like I never will understand when you have a virus that's 99.9% survival, 997% survival, 99.997% survival, and you're lining up to take one vax, two vax, three vax, four vax. I saw the number today because I was watching a CNN clip and they had the vaccine numbers. Remember they used to have the COVID numbers, COVID deaths, whatever, cases, everything. Cases and deaths every day updated, right? Funny they don't do that for abortions. But anyway, they have the case, then they had the vaccination rate after the vaccine rollout. So obviously this is post January of 2021. So they have the vaccine data, and it was 173 million Americans vaccinated at that, fully vaccinated. That means two doses. 173 million Americans at that point. Who knows how many now? Mm-hmm. Fall for this crap? But I'm, you know, it's not surprising because I'm driving over here tonight. It's raining in Florida right now. It's raining. So I'm driving here. I live 10 minutes from here. 10 minutes. It took me way longer to get here because somebody just decides that they're going to drive 30 miles an hour in a 55 because it's raining. It's raining here all the time. And the sheep just follow them. It's like a line of ducks behind Mama Duck. Everyone just follows them. Why is nobody going around them? Nothing. Just follow them. He must know something. No, he doesn't. He's an idiot. Just because somebody's leading doesn't mean they're smart, i.e. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They're leading, but they're idiots. Don't need to follow them. Just because an expert says something doesn't mean that what they're espousing is expertise, because most experts are politically motivated. They're funded by politicians, and if they don't do what the politicians tell them to do, then they lose their funding. So they are politically motivated. They are politically biased. Oftentimes, it's really simplistic. They're actually political hacks themselves. And most of the time, of course, Democratic Party political hacks. Nobody needs, and even if they don't wear that label, it doesn't matter. That's who they are. If you're dealing with a federal agency telling you to do something, I'm telling you right now, your first response should be, I'm not doing that. Because the person that's telling me that is a demonic, baby butchering liar. I'm not doing one thing they tell me to do, ever. So anyway, I know I jumped off course there a little bit. So back to Springfield, Ohio. You just saw what's happening with Tren de Agua, Aurora, Colorado. The federal government, DHS, puts out a... Think about how stupid you have to be. DHS puts out... These are the people that these are the people who tell you to get vaccinated 10 times and people do it. Tell you to close your churches and people do it. Tell you to stand 6 feet apart and people do it. Tell you you're saving the world by buying an electric vehicle and people do it. These are the people. And they send a memo around their own agency saying, we know, it's on departmental memo. We know Tren de Agua, the Venezuelan government is giving their insane asylums, rehab centers, and prisons. If you are in there, we have got a deal for you. We've got a deal for you. Behind door number one, prison for the rest of your life. Behind door number two, you can leave prison right now as long as you guarantee us you will go to the United States. And I'll bet you right now, Maduro even funds them getting here. He emptied now the lowest murder rate in the history of Venezuela right now. I mean, people are dying of starvation in Venezuela. The people are losing on average like 30 pounds a year. They have hyperinflation. And people, you know, and they have the lowest murder rate ever. People are starving. You have the lowest. That doesn't seem to coincide, right? Causation versus correlation doesn't seem to correlate or cause, right? But anyway, so people are leaving and they have the lowest murder rate in history because they're actually paying their murderers to come here. And not only do they get here, we have no idea who they are and they just let them into the country. They're not vetted at all. They're not the only country though. Imagine that. You know, DHS circulates the memo. We know that they are emptying their prisons and their rehab centers and their nut houses and they're sending them here. We're not even trying to identify which Tren de Agua member they've let in that has come to the border. We're not even trying to identify, are you Tren de Agua? We're not trying to identify, are you an habitual murderer? Nothing. They just give them a court date for 7 years from the moment they illegally cross the border. And they're like, they don't even count them as illegal. They just bring them through the port of entry. That's their accounting process. All right, so Springfield, Ohio. I mean, therefore I am video. Heartbreaking testimony from a Springfield, Ohio resident. Play for me, Brent.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture, dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland with most of our original residents having moved away and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
Now, I could task Aaron right now, my producer Aaron, I could task him right now, don't do it, Aaron, I'm not hinting, to come up with 10 videos of other towns in the world that this happened to. We've played them. We almost always play them during the post game. Like, this is London now. You know, all those different things. London, various other, Paris, numerous others, and many inside the United States too. Philadelphia now. And you would never even recognize Paris, France. You wouldn't recognize London. It is now Muslim. That's it. It's Muslim. Tom, you got something against the Muslim faith? Yes, I do. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not against any human being. I'm against what human beings do. If it's against the Bible. So yes, I am against the Islamic faith. I am against Sharia law fervently. Just to think about how sad, I know it's a little off topic, the Haitians aren't Muslim, but think about how sad it would be if it was your town that you grew up in. We got an Ohioan in the room with us right now from Cincinnati cop in the room with us right now. So former Cincinnati cop in the room with us right now, whose family lives with about 30 minutes from Springfield. And it's actually, that makes it so it's only about hour and a half from where I'm from, where my family is from, not me specifically, where my family is from, which is Van Wert, Ohio. Can you imagine driving through your town and it's unrecognizable? Mm-hmm. That there are cities there are buildings there with giant holes in them, and things that used to have American statements on them, American sentences, American verbiage, now it's unrecognizable, like Creole from Haiti. Can you imagine that? That's what it is. You're going down. You're walking. I could have bought 30 or 40 pictures. One of them is a guy walking down the road, a Haitian man walking down the road with a beheaded swan. And that's your town now. We used to have a nice park. It's, you know, it's called Springfield. Yeah, of course it's not perfect or anything. Nobody's saying that. She said it in the video. Not a perfect place, but you know what? It was her hometown. You imagine that? See, nobody. And I'm not. Listen. Ohio went for Trump twice. I love the state of Ohio. But nobody oftentimes, nobody actually believes anything until it actually happens to them, until it lands on their doorstep. And people think, well, it's Springfield, Ohio. It's Deerfield, Michigan. It's Minneapolis, St. Paul, whatever it may be that has now been overrun. Los Angeles, California. Here's the thing. They are being flown everywhere. They're not just being flown to blue areas. The second most, I believe it is, after Texas, for the Biden, Kamala Harris, Biden flights, the illegal flights, it'll be over 600,000 now, but it was 500 and something thousand at the time, that they've flown into this country. 325,000 of them are from Haiti. They've flown in 500,000 people. Imagine that. You know, hey, can we reserve a charter flight, please? For who? A crap ton of illegal border invaders. And of course, they don't count against their stats either. Remember, they said they've lowered the amount of illegals crossing the border. They've cut it in half, right? Well, they don't count the 500,000. They've flown in on flights, and as well as they're just flat out not counting them anyway. But in order for them not to count them, they come to the border. They go, okay, we're not going to let you in the border because they'll be part of the clicker. You know, they just say, no, we're going to take you to the port of entry, take you on a bus and just drive you across the border. Then you're not really illegal because we've processed you at a port of entry in Mexico. That's what they're doing. None of these people are legal. None. But just imagine if it was your own hometown, because Biden and Harris are flying them everywhere and busing them everywhere. The number two recipient of illegal border invaders on Biden-Harris flights was Florida. Where I, even with Ron DeSantis, who's the best governor in the United States of America right now, he is the best. Doesn't matter what you thought of him as a presidential candidate. He is the best governor in America. Even then, we didn't even know. Nobody was notifying him. Nobody notified the governor of the state of Florida that Biden had flown in 200,000 people into this state. Nobody told anybody. They didn't tell the state police. They didn't tell the local police. They didn't notify FDLE. They didn't notify anybody. They flew them in and they just let them into the country. You're like, Tom, that is too simplistic and too hyperbolic. It is absolutely true. That is what they're doing. They fly them in and they just like feathers in the wind, let them go. And now you have what they've obviously targeted. And what they're trying to do is get 200,000 Biden supporters in the state of Florida. And now they're trying to get hundreds of thousands, because Springfield is this town of about 50,000 people. How many Haitians have been? So you have a town of 50,000 people for 100 years. It's been 50,000 people for 100 years. And in a matter of months, they've added 30,000 Haitians. You don't think that can happen to you? You better vote right. you better vote right or it is going to happen to all of us. Because they don't care. What's going to happen to Kamala Harris? She's still behind the guns that she won't allow you to have. She's still behind the wall that she won't allow you to have. They're always walled off. Nancy Pelosi's always behind a wall. Always behind guns. Guns and walls that you aren't allowed to have. As she makes your life more dangerous by the day, her life never changes. If you are Nancy Pelosi and you are worth $300 million and you always have made less than $200,000 a year, but for some reason you're worth between $200 and $300 million, as is the Obamas, what does inflation mean to you? So as she makes your life more and more unaffordable, her life doesn't change. Because if you have $300 million in the bank, does it really matter if a loaf of bread costs $50? Does it? Think about it. If you had $300 million in the bank, does a loaf of bread costing $50, does that mean anything to you? No. So what they do is bankrupt all of us, make our lives so unsafe that we have to run to them, and then they move us into their 15-minute cities and control us for the rest of our short 50-year lives, and we're 50 times vaccinated. Man, I just, okay, 10:04. I've only got 7 minutes if I'm going to keep with my prediction of 10:11. All right, so I got to get moving here. Ian Miles Chong video. This woman in Springfield, Ohio, just ate somebody's pet cat. Play for me.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat? Smile for me. Smile with your teeth. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with me.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
She's got cat in her teeth in Springfield, Ohio, because of Kamala Harris. Because of Kamala Harris. Listen to these stats. It's a Recall Katie Hobbs Twitter account article. The average IQ, she's got cat in her teeth. You ever been on a police call? I guarantee you. You have to make people open their mouths sometimes because they are hiding evidence. She's got cat in her teeth, like fur maybe sticking between her teeth.
Wasn't her cat.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't her cat. All right, the average IQ in Haiti is 78.
Yeah.
That ain't good. There ain't nobody watching this that has an IQ that low. Nobody. The context, an IQ of at least 75 is required to be considered competent in a court of law. The average IQ in Haiti is 78. That means there's many people walking around 50. 50. And Kamala Harris, just come on in and eat our cats. Kill our ducks. They have a major squatting problem in Springfield, too. And they should just take over because that's what they do in Haiti. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere with a 1,748 GDP per capita. Haiti's 20th most deadly country in the world with 40.9 homicides per 100,000 citizens. Haiti's education system is ranked 177th globally with a literacy rate of 60%, 61%. So only 60% of all all Haitians can even read. And you think Haiti's pseudo sort of, I don't know what you call them, criminal government. You think they're loading on their best citizens onto the Kamala Harris flights? No, we're getting the IQ of 50, the cat eaters, and anybody who's illiterate that's not part of the 60% literacy rate. Haiti has one of the highest prevalences of communicable diseases in the world, highest in STDs and tuberculosis rates in the Western Hemisphere. Nearly 40% of Haitians practice some form of voodoo, which involves witchcraft and animal sacrifice. Haiti ranked lowest on the Human Development Index in the Americas. And the Biden administration, get this now, has flown in, get this number, as many Haitians as there are kids missing. So they've flown in 325,000 Haitians, not counted on their border stats they said they've cut in half. They've flown in as many Haitians as kids they've lost. Can you imagine having those stats and being a condescending idiot like Kamala Harris or like Nancy Pelosi? These alleged leaders, these alleged experts, You've lost 325,000 kids, and you've flown in 325,000 people who eat cats and have voodoo dolls, and have a extremely low literacy rate and extremely low IQs. Tom, you're a racist. How am I a racist? It's got nothing to do with race. Just imagine if I was that incompetent. You know what I'd do? I would just go get myself a job where nobody knew me, and I just live out my life. I go get my Slurpees every day. You know, I'd do some working out, you know, and just live my life. I certainly wouldn't be coming up and espousing my virtue or acting like a condescending prig like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the rest of these idiot Democrats. This is what you've flown in. She's got cat in her teeth. Brent, stop laughing. All right, Captain Dreamer video. Absolutely heartbreaking moment, Springfield, Ohio. Play for me.
Noel.
Oh. Thank you.
I live at 426 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noel, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Three.
I've decided to don my hat, my birthday present from Aaron, don my hat for the rest. Only on for one more minute, 10, 11, you know. But anyway.
Well, two, one, there's 10, 11 right now.
Okay. Bonus time. Bonus time.
Yeah, there it is. All right,
I didn't quite make 10, 11.
There it is.
A little bit of bonus time. You can put in your bets in the chat. Not literal. Don't ban me off of Rumble. It's all I have. All I got left is Rumble, baby. It's all I got left. So anyway, put this one up side by side, Brent, when you get a chance. So, of course, this is actually happening. You have all of these citizens from Springfield, Ohio. Aaron's family's from the general area also. And my family's pretty much from there, too.
Yeah.
Just so you know. But all of these citizens, all of these Ohioans are coming out, and they're taking videos. You see the woman with cat in her teeth. They're taking videos. They're testifying at public hearings. And what does the Biden administration do? And remember how we launched the show? Is that Google was caught on video with their publicity strategist caught on video for O'Keefe Media saying that we are a leftist organization that pushes leftist ideologies. So here comes the media to support the Kamala Harris response, which, look at it, New York Times. Trump campaign amplifies false claim about Haitian migrants. And it falls. She's got cat in her teeth. Rolling Stone. No migrants are eating people's cats. She's got cat in her teeth. And you imagine that. You have a video. This is not right-wing media. This is body cam footage from the Springfield Police Department who's got a woman, a Haitian illegal migrant, flown in by the Biden administration, who just, I mean, imagine, she caught and killed somebody's cat and was in the process of eating it and witnessed by the witnesses there, by the people that were there. The police are there. Everybody's witnessing it. She's got the cat in her teeth, and the Rolling Stone has the audacity to put out a statement like, no migrants are eating people's cats in Ohio. The Hill puts out, Vance pushes false accusations of Haitians eating pets. They're eating them. We can show you other videos of Haitians walking down the road with the city's ducks. They're going into the city parks, capturing the ducks, beheading them and roasting them in public. And The Hill puts out, this is false. It's just like they say, the economy's great. The economy's great. Nobody can buy a house. It's literally like just absolute Goebbels propaganda. As the Russians were taking block after block of Berlin, until Goebbels bit into his cyanide capsule, until he bit into that thing, he was on the radio saying, we're winning. That's the current Democratic Party. What, and now you guys just got local NBC. What we know about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, we already know what it is. They're illegally here, brought in by Kamala Harris. She's admitted it before. I think I got that video next. Yeah. No, this isn't it. Yeah, maybe it is. This might be it. All right, Trump girl video. President Trump made harming pets a felony. Kamala Harris imports migrants who eat them. Play it for me.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
So we should all know who Springfield, Ohio is not going to be voted for, because she just publicly and proudly stated, we gave special protection status to 55,000 cat eaters, duck eaters, 55,000 Haitians with an average IQ of 78. And then she says, she proudly says, and we just added another 100,000 into the TPS program, special protection program. So they cannot, it's impossible to deport them. How's it impossible to deport somebody who's illegally here? And now, so that at that point was about 155,000. It's now up to over 300,000 that she's brought in. 30,000 of them, 10% of the 300,000 she's brought in, have been parked in Springfield, Ohio, and are squatting in people's houses and causing Springfield residents to move out. This is why, listen, we don't all want to learn this way, do we? We don't want to learn the lesson this way. And so if you know a Democrat, you need to send them Springfield videos. Because, listen, you're not going to be spared because you're a Democrat. You're not going to be spared. You're going to have the five Muslim calls for prayers over your town, too. I don't have any problem with it. Oh, really? The little Democratic Party soccer mom minivan driving 5 soccer practices a day. Soccer mom, you're going to have no problem with Sharia law when your face has to be covered. Your head has to be covered. You have to be covered from head to toe in order for you to function in that city, in that municipality. You're going to have no problem whatsoever. Nobody has any problem until it actually lands on their own doorstep. Everybody's an ideologue. Everybody's an ideologue until that ideology lands on your own doorstep. Oh, I want everybody to be able to do whatever they want to do. That's what everybody thought in the various towns that have now become exclusively Muslim inside the United States. You have your own Muslim police force in New York City. They have cars that look just like police cars, but they're Muslim patrols. Deerfield, Michigan, Muslim. It's all great until it's actually you. Trying to think of the area in Minnesota that's controlled by Ilhan Omar. If you remember that city or that area, send it into the chat so I can tell everybody what it was, because I forgot it. All right, let me just show you this. Jumping off of Deerfield, but still in the illegal border invasion. Illegal immigrant from El Salvador arrested after children found abused, chained to a bed in Fairfax, Virginia, which is basically Washington, D.C. Right there. From Post Millennial. Let's go to the next one. Nick Sorter video. An illegal alien pretending to be a cop abducted a young girl while she was walking to school in Virginia. Play it for me.
Here in Manassas, police that sort of lays out how this girl got away shortly after police say she was abducted.
Female, possible head injury due to jumping from vehicle.
This is 23-year-old Jesus Enrique Ramirez Cabrera from Manassas. This mugshot shared with Fox 5 by Manassas police. He's been charged with abduction, robbery, impersonating a police officer, and petty larceny. Thursday morning, a neighbor called police after finding that girl in distress at Quarry Road and Zebedee Street in Manassas. The girl said she was walking when a man driving a red Jeep approached her, said he was a police officer, told her to get in the car, pulled her in by the arm, and drove away. According to police, a search warrant was executed on Makeley's Way in Manassas within the last couple days. Fox 5 spoke briefly with the owner of a home where the neighbors said that warrant was executed. He said he had no comment. Another neighbor in the area said she's followed this closely since this happened Thursday morning, and she lives and runs in the area. She said she's glad this girl's okay.
She was very smart, and I mean, it's crazy that her instinct was like fight or flight. Like, she jumped out. So I hope she's good. And yeah, I mean, I still feel like this neighborhood's pretty safe.
Fox 5 reached out to a defense attorney who had been representing this suspect in a different case in this area related to a driving offense. We did not hear back. If that changes, we'll be sure to pass that along to you. As for this girl, we're told she did go to an area hospital for an evaluation, that she is physically expected to be okay. If we learn anything new about this case, we'll be sure to pass that along to you.
So once again, the suspect is a Peruvian illegal who was caught and released into the United States last December 2023 by the Biden-Harris regime. The girl was forced to jump from the vehicle. Now, what would she be right now? She has minor injuries now, but she would have been raped and murdered by another. Imagine being the person. How would you feel if you let the person into the country that raped and murdered a girl walking to school? Harris and Biden, Kamala Harris could care less. Can you imagine being so devoid of conscience, so devoid of dignity, so devoid of integrity? Say that, and just to put it in real simplistic terms, to have absolutely no discernible heart, that you don't care that if a girl was, well, there's numerous rapes and murders, whether you go from Lake and Riley to the 12-year-old dragged under a bridge, raped for 3 hours before being strangled to death by guys who were allowed into this country by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who had ankle bracelets on. And you don't care at all. You are so devoid of a heart that you don't care at all. They don't have, she has no problem. Kamala Harris has no problem sleeping at night. This girl would have been raped and murdered if she wouldn't have jumped from a car at a high speed. Can't believe it's already 10:20. All right, let me just jump to it. Guys, go to the very end. We'll go to the very end, which is Outkick video. Let me just jump to Tyreek Hill so we can just get to this story for everybody. All right, so Tyreek Hill was proned out. But just so everybody knows, I know about Dearborn, Michigan. I'm looking for, there's a town in Minnesota. It's not Minneapolis. It's just another town. Minneapolis is still not completely Muslim like Dearborn. As somebody put on here, great point to the person who put it on here. I can't find it now because it's scrolled up too far. But Dearborn, Michigan is now exclusively Muslim. Their entire city council is Muslim. So, you know, that's what, and you're like, what's the problem? Okay, there's a lot of people. You get testimonials coming out of Dearborn, Michigan from people who are like, I welcomed it until now. Yeah, you welcome it until you're forced to obey Sharia law or get out of town, right? Every cop, every city commissioner, every government position will be somebody who's obeying Sharia law. So you'll have to obey Sharia law or get out of Dodge. But anyway, I already know about Dearborn, Michigan. I got that one. I'm looking for a specific town in Minneapolis. I just can't remember it. It's going to drive me nuts, but I'm going to find it after the podcast. But anyway, so Tyreek Hill was proned out by the cops, and they are Metro-Dade officers, Miami Metro-Dade Police Department. It's a merging of their police department and police and their sheriff's office called Metro-Dade. But anyway, he's proned out basically right outside the stadium. You'll actually see fans walking by. They're actually walking to the stadium to see Tyreek Hill play while he's being proned out on the ground. Everybody kind of was like jumping all over the cops. And listen, cops, as anybody, you know, are open to be criticized. I mean, they should be criticized. There's nothing that segregates cops from being criticized. And listen, I was a cop for 25 years. Got a Cincinnati cop in the room with me right now. Former Cincinnati cop sitting in the room with me right now. I love cops. I love local cops. Don't like federal cops, but I do like local cops. But everybody is open to criticism. Everybody has to be able to be criticized. Everybody. So I watched the video with an uncritical eye. I'm like, actually leaning a little bit towards Tyreek Hill because I'm wondering, how on earth do you prone out Tyreek Hill right outside? Oh, it used to be called Joe Robbie Stadium in Miami, but it's not anymore. But anyway, the stadium in Miami. How does this even happen? Well, it happened because Tyreek Hill caused it to happen. And we'll go through it. If we have to, guys, what we're going to do, and you know I'm supposed to be done 11 minutes ago, I may stop it and then backtrack it 5 seconds and then go back into it, okay?
Okay.
You ready for that, Aaron?
Yep.
So we don't usually do that. I usually cut videos, but I want to address specific points as we go through this. And you're like, well, could it be that the cops were too extreme? Well, let's judge it. We'll all judge it for ourselves, right? That's what America is all about. So here's the traffic. It starts right at the traffic stop, and we'll watch it, and we'll break it up, and we'll make our own decisions. All right, play for me, Brent.
Back it up
5 or 10 seconds, guys. All right, so whose fault is it so far? The innocent Tyreek Hill. And by the way, it's always, you always need to look when somebody's in the NFL comes up and says, you know what, I just want to move on, I want to make it a positive experience for everybody. That means he was at fault. All right, so far, and listen, I'm not saying this, nobody has been harder on cops for the last 4.5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve than me, because cops were enforcing these ridiculous COVID laws, all right? Cops were, both here, Canada, and around the world. But you have to take every case by case, every situation case by case. When you pull somebody over, he's driving, Aaron told me it's a McLaren. He's driving a McLaren. His tint is illegal. I'm telling you right now, state of Florida, cop right here, 25 years, his tent's illegal. You can't see a thing inside that car. That's illegal. They could already fine him for that. But since his tent is so bad, you can't see inside the car. He's being communicated to by a law enforcement officer, has pulled him over for a seatbelt violation, which is completely legal. You are allowed to pull people over now in the state of Florida for seatbelt violation. So he's pulled over for a seatbelt violation. The cop is trying to communicate with him. His window was initially rolled down, and while the cop was talking, Tyreek Hill rolls the window up. Okay, what are you doing? You have a game in 2 hours. You're supposed to go play a game. What exactly are you doing right now? What are you doing? Why would you roll your window up except to be a jerk or to be uncooperative? The problem with being uncooperative with cops is if it becomes an obstruction case where you are obstructing them from being able to perform their lawful duties. If a cop is writing a ticket, this is what happens all the time. If a cop is writing a ticket and you pull the ticket out of his hand and you tear it up and throw it on the ground and the person gets arrested, they go, man, that person got arrested, got proned out, got tased over a ticket. No, you're getting tased or proned out Because you're committing obstruction. You're committing a criminal offense called obstruction. Now you're not being prone out for the ticket. He's handing you a ticket. You pulled the ticket out of his hand, tore it up, throw it on the ground. Or a cop is trying to issue a trespass warning to you, and you push him while he's doing that. Okay, now you've committed a battery law enforcement officer, but the headline would always be, guy gets arrested for not leaving a football game. And this wasn't good. You know why he got arrested? He got arrested either because he defied the trespass warning or he committed a battery against the law enforcement officer. So here we have a normal interaction. Why does Tyreek Hill roll up the window? And his car is completely blacked out, so nobody has any idea what he's doing inside of the vehicle. Is he trying to, you know, hide evidence? Is he getting out a weapon? Nobody knows. And then Tyreek Hill later on says that the cop was bashing on his window. Did everybody see what he was doing on the window? He was going like this. You know, that's bashing. All right, let's continue. Play for me, Brent.
Keep your window down. I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Give me that.
Mom. Get out of the car.
Give me that. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. 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 What part of that don't you understand? Hey, Drew. I'm getting arrested, Drew.
I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting out, bro. God damn, twin.
When we tell you to do something, you do it.
I'm getting
you understand?
Up. I'm getting out.
You
bro.
Understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you.
I'm getting
you're
out.
A little fucking confused.
I'm getting out, bro.
Too late. Chill, too
bro.
Late.
All right, bro. Take too me to jail, bro. Do what you got to do, bro.
We are. We will.
Good, bro.
It is good.
Hey, Drew. Hey.
Don't worry about it. I hung up the phone. Can you stop crying?
Bro. Y'all.
Don't move.
Good. Bro, you beating on my window like you crazy.
Just set him up.
Why y'all beating on my window like y'all crazy for? Damn, yo,
bro. What's going on?
So there you just heard it. Why y'all beating? You can just start right there. You guys don't even need to backtrack it. Why are you all beating on my window? Did anybody see him? Did anybody see the window being beat on? So Tyreek Hill is a freaking liar. And listen, I have no animosity. I actually like Tyreek Hill. I do. I watch him play. But now, you're a liar. Why are y'all beating on my window? Who's beating on the window? Cop went like this. That's all he did. There's no. We all just watched it. So now we all know Tyreek Hill is a liar, right? What guys in the middle of a conversation with the cop rolls up his window in the middle of the traffic stop. That's obstruction. He got proned out. He got arrested for speeding or for a seatbelt violation. No, he didn't. He got arrested for obstructing the official capacity of a law enforcement officer. That's what happened. All of us would get the same treatment. He's talking to Drew. They're arresting me. Drew, that's Drew Rosenhaus, his agent. And why is Tyreek Hill, I guess I'm waiting for all the Democrats now to be like, nobody's above the law, right? And now they're doing this big internal investigation. One of these cops has already been put on administrative leave. Why? Why? Why is there an investigation? There's nothing wrong with what's been done so far. Not one thing. I don't like the profanity the cops are using. I didn't do that when I was a cop. But as far as their official duties, he was obstructing them. He was non-cooperative, and now he's lying. Why y'all beating on my windows? Nobody's beating on your windows, Tyreek. Play for me, Brent.
Bro, yo, bro, dude, beating on my window like he crazy. I ain't do nothing, twin. Bang.
Hey, don't park there. Don't park there.
Hey.
Get down, close.
Hold on, twin, hold on. Hold on, bro. I just had surgery on my knee. I just had surgery on my knee, bro. I just had surgery on my knee, bro.
I just had surgery in your ears when we go there with the
chill,
window.
Bro. Chill, bro. Hey, Joe New, bro.
Back up.
Hey, call Drew. Call Drew. Call Drew. Call Drew. Call Drew. Hey, call Drew. Call Drew, bro. Call Drew. Call Drew. Hey, call Drew, bro. Hey, what? Hey, call Drew, bro. Just call Drew. Hey.
I'm not doing nothing. What am I doing that's wrong?
Hey, listen.
Take it back in the room.
Hey, listen. Hey, man, they got
Tyreek. The cops over here. For a second. Now, the guy, we're going to start right there, guys. You don't have to change the time at all. A couple things. You heard him over and over again there say, you know, what he's, how to use it, Aaron? Crazy.
Banging on my window like he's crazy.
Banging on my window like he's crazy. Did anybody ever see that happen?
No.
He's claiming that to his teammate. Actually, side by side this, if you guys can. That's his teammate. That's Calais Campbell, big old defensive lineman, all right? So he's claiming to Calais Campbell, saying, call Drew, call Drew, call his agent, all right? And he's lying the entire time. The man's beating on my window like he's crazy. Did that ever happen?
No.
So it all starts off with bold-faced lies. He's beating on my window like he's crazy. The cop was not beating on his window at all. There's no reason for him to behave like that. And the only reason why the cop gently knocked on the window of his McLaren was because he rolled up the window in the middle of their conversation, obstructing him from conducting a traffic stop. And now Calais Campbell has rolled up because of the lies of Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill's yelling at Calais Campbell. He's beating on my window like a crazy man. He's beating on my window like a crazy man. That never happened. So now he's getting backup from a big defensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins named Calais Campbell based on a lie. So Calais Campbell is immediately told, do not park your car there. Do not park your car there. The cops tell him that? Do you know what you do when the cops tell you to not park your car there? Do I need to explain that to any of the 1,073 people watching right now? Cops say, don't park your car there. You know what you do? You don't park your car there. But Calais Campbell, because these are all entitled athletes, parks his car there anyway and then gets out. Not only do you not park your car there, but you certainly don't get out and intervene in a police situation where somebody's already handcuffed. These people are so entitled and so spoiled rotten. Call my agent. Call me. He's got nothing to do with this. Drew Rosenhaus is not a criminal defense attorney, for one thing. It's got nothing to do with an arrest anyway. That's all post-arrest. So now Calais Campbell's out of the vehicle based on a lie. Play for me, Brent. All right, now I need you guys to back it up 10 seconds for me. Did you hear what Calais Campbell just said? He just said, I'm watching them beating on Tyreek. Anybody see any? What did Tyreek ever get beat on? Calais Campbell didn't even witness when he was being proned out, where he was never beaten. We've all seen the body cam footage. You know what? I was never a fan of body cams. I am now. This is the thing. I was proven wrong. You see now, all you COVID-caving pastors, you were so stupid in 2020 and 2021, your stupid idiocy, but you've never actually apologized for it. Remember, for closing your church, closing and making everybody stand 6 feet apart, blah, blah, blah. But see what you do? I was against them. Now I'm 100% for them because they actually exonerate police. Because what would this story be? He's beating on my window like a crazy man. That never happened. I'm watching them beating on Tyreek Hill right now, said by Calais Campbell. That never happened. And you got all these different sports shows now. Why was Tyreek Hill? Why was he arrested prior to the game? Were the cops out of line? Not at all. He wasn't proned out for a traffic ticket. He wasn't proned out for speeding. He wasn't proned out. I believe those are the two citations that he's ended up being written. I don't think he's been criminally charged. He should be. And he should be criminally charged. And so should Calais Campbell for obstruction. All right, continue.
Beating on him, man. They over here beating on Tyreek, man.
Big man, don't park there, man. Just get in the car.
They over here, Drew, you got to come, man.
Just get in the car.
Right out the side.
Get in the car. You're parked in the middle of the street.
I'm in the car.
You gotta go before you get a ticket.
Hey, I'm not in the car.
Who's the driver?
This is my car.
All right, move. You gotta move right now. Let me have your license. You're gonna have a ticket too.
I'm coming.
Let me have your license. You're gonna have a ticket. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
I'm not playing. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving. Yo, what's going on?
Your license right now.
What's going on?
Your license right now. You're not gonna give me your license?
Hey, the car.
You're not gonna give me your license?
I'm leaving.
Let me have your license. Your license right now.
Sir,
hey, your license right now.
I'm leaving.
Or I'm gonna lock you up. Your license right now.
He just told me to.
Your license right now. You're dealing with me now.
Sir.
Your license right now.
All right, bring it back to me. So there you go. Now, they got a little confusing for Calais Campbell's benefit. To his benefit, it did. You had two cops telling him two different things. Now, the cop didn't end up clarifying, and he didn't end up cooperating. Once or twice, he's over here beating on Tyreek. He's over here beating. That's all bold-faced lies. And he was told explicitly, get in your car and go, and he didn't do it. And I can tell you how I operated as a cop was I always gave people three chances. I would actually count them in my mind. Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back. And this was it. I already knew. If they didn't do it here, we're going. Okay? And you're like, yeah, this is freaking Calais Campbell. He'll kill you. Well, there's a bunch of cops there. And the thing is, my taser would already be pointing at that big man. Yeah. I'm not fighting him. All right. So anyway, Calais Campbell was defying lawful orders, move your car away, and was completely ignoring the guy until it finally got to the place where he knew, I either do it or I get arrested. I was ignoring him, talking over him. So there was not one Miami Dolphin that was in the right. Nothing. If they were, believe me, go back and watch my videos from 2020 and 2021 where I just eviscerated cops for enforcing unconstitutional COVID laws. Believe me, I look at everything case by case and I go, what's true, what's not? That's how I raise my kids. That's how I run the church. Everything, case by case, what's true, what's not? That's it. The two Miami Dolphins in this video both deserve to be arrested. No cop should be getting put on, but he already is, put on administrative leave over this incident First of all, why are you putting him on administrative leave? Because you're dealing with Miami Dolphins. So now you're allowing the bourgeois mentality to proliferate. And because you're a Miami Dolphin, the cops get treated differently. Where are all the Democrats where nobody's above the law? Where are you? Oh, that's right. These two are probably Democrats. So the cops didn't do anything wrong here. I would say, I tell you. It's just like I talked about Derek Chauvin with George Floyd. I wouldn't have handled that arrest that way. If he told me he couldn't breathe, I would have sat him up and pushed him up against the car. You got five cops there. Or there's actually more than that. I think there's like seven cops there. You just sit him up and let him, you know, and then he would have died anyway because he died of a fentanyl overdose. But anyway, I just want everybody to see it. Cops are completely innocent. If it happens any other way, now you know. If it happens any other way and you see a cop get suspended or fired over this, understand that we live in a corrupt system then. And Metro-Dade Police Department is a joke if that happens. All right, that's it. I didn't make it. I'm supposed to be at 10:11. It's 10:38. I was at 10:39. All right, Rumble Rants. Love you guys so much. Appreciate you. Nude Monk, $20. Buckeye Nut, 1968, $20. Nitsu, $99, $20. Big givers tonight. Thank you so much. Tammy, L. Margaret are coming through as always. $10. Appreciate you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. I'm going to keep this brief and get you out of here. Love you guys. Really appreciate you. Be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock for, I'm going to keep it short tomorrow. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Short little 60-minute show tomorrow. Love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Those Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. They just change their theology. I didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years. And you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.